The Academy Awards are less than a month away, and one film leads the nomination count this year, Emilia Perez, with 13 nods, including actress in a leading role for Carla Sofia Gascón. The movie itself has already prompted critiques about its portrayals of Mexico and the trans experience, but the star Spanish actress has faced backlash for entirely different reasons over the past week. Miguel Macias reports from Seville.
Carla Sofia Gascón is the first openly trans actress to be nominated for an Academy Award. She is from Spain, so many here celebrated the news.
From the members of the LGBTQ plus collective, we found that Carla Sofia is someone who has arrived at a very, very difficult place for someone like her.
That is Roberto Enriquez, also known as Bob Pop, Spanish influencer and writer. He says Gascón's nomination was a moment of pride for the LGBTQ plus community in Spain.
But suddenly, the tweets appear.
Last week, a number of Gascón's old tweets resurfaced. Gascón used slurs and offensive language against Muslim people, Chinese people, and George Floyd, among others. Just to cite a couple, quote, "How many times will history have to expel the Moors from Spain?" unquote. Or, referring to COVID vaccines, Gascón said, quote, "The Chinese vaccine comes with a mandatory microchip and two spring rolls," unquote. Gascón apologized for the tweets and said that she was deeply sorry for hurting people. The controversy could have ended there, but it didn't.
Creo que se me ha juzgado, se me ha condenado.
That is audio from an interview with CNN where Gascón says, "I've been judged, I've been sentenced, sacrificed, crucified, and stoned, without a fair hearing, without the chance to defend myself." Gascón has been on the defensive for the past week, sometimes lashing out at critics.
La reacción en España ha sido de estupefacción.
That is Elvira Lindo, a Spanish writer. She says that the reaction in Spain initially was astonishment, but while in the United States a star can fall overnight if they do something wrong, in Spain things are different.
España ha sido más
tolerante. Spain has been more tolerant or more open to forgiveness.
Perdón.
¿Cuál es el plan? O sea, mandarla a Guantánamo. Es que sí. No sé muy bien.
That is audio from an afternoon La Sexta television show, where the anchor says sarcastically, "What's the plan here? Send her to Guantánamo?" But the damage for Gascón's Oscar prospects has most likely been done. This week, The Hollywood Reporter said that Netflix dropped its Oscars campaign for the actress. NPR reached out to Netflix, but has not heard back.
Nobody deserves this kind of harsh punishment on an international level.
That's Elvira Lindo again. She says one thing that many in Spain agree on is that Gascón's tweets appear to show her political leanings.
These messages show us a character that is reactionary and ideologically close to the political right in Spain today.
Some right-leaning opinion makers did come out in support of Gascón, accusing the left of giving her a pass just because they were afraid of criticizing a trans woman. Bob Hope says that Gascón might not be aware how her messages can be used by some as weapons.
Weapons for the people who think that she has no right to be herself as a trans woman.
Bob Hope says that the responses from all sides may tell us something about what we expect from celebrities.
Maybe we went too far when we adored Carla Sofia without knowing her. We are going too far when we create heroes or heroines. We're going too far when we try to destroy them because they have disappointed us.
This morning, Gascón said on Instagram that she will not speak up any further and just let the movie speak for itself. The question remains, is Carla Sofia Gascón still a contender for the Academy Award? The actress certainly hopes so. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville, Spain.